Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. How about you on today? Are you living your journey of purpose? Are you living it? Or are you just existing? Oh my, to exist. I remember those days that I just existed for everybody else. I want everybody else to be pleased, and I'm just existing, not living. And I found out God carried me through some experiences to let me know that there is a difference between living and existing. And I didn't know that. But I found out that there truly is a difference in living and existing. So I am not merely existing today, but I am living my journey of purpose, and I am enjoying it. I am doing those things that God has given me to do. And that keeps me enjoying, keeps me filled up. We had a lesson on a couple of Sundays ago talking about living the Spirit-filled life. And I magnify God that all things are possible with Him. If you never go through anything with the Lord, you won't know that it's possible. So it's possible to live Spirit-filled, excited life in the Lord. It's possible to do it right here on this earth, to live that life. So I'm living my journey of purpose, and I am encouraged doing it. The Lord told me some years ago who I am. A customer service agent for Him. And what I do is service souls. That's what I'm doing today. I'm servicing souls on Blog Talk Radio. This is my encouragement to others, and it's what God has given me to do, to be an encourager, And I love it. You've got to love what you do on God's program. You've got to love it. It has to become a passion with you, and then you can do it well. I magnify God for it on today, that that's who I am, a customer service agent for Jesus, and it makes me mighty glad on today. I'm also a practicing believer. I get great joy out of practicing God's word. And the more I do it, the better I feel. Yes, the better I feel. The more I praise Him, the better I feel. The more I praise Him, the better I feel. The more I praise Him, the better I feel. The more I praise God, the better I feel. Yes, the better I feel, the more I praise and magnify and glorify God, the better I feel. So I am a practicing believer, practicing living the Word of God. And so I practice the God habit. That's what I have developed, a God habit, and I like it. I love it. Eating God's word, practicing the God habit. And if you learn to practice the God habit, you'll find that you will forget a lot of that other stuff that the enemy tries to bring in on us, because we're busy. We're focusing on God's word, and it helps us. It helps us. It heals us. It delivers us. Yes, God's word does all of that. So as you can see, I am excited about the Lord in my life and what he's doing, what he's already done, and oh, what the Lord is going to do. I'm excited about him on today. So we have a fabulous, fabulous show for you on today. And we are talking about, be not deceived. Oh my God, how many people have been deceived, are being deceived, and will continue to be deceived? How many? How many have to be? None have to be, but how many will be? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Oh, he see. And God knows. For whatsoever a man soweth, he reap. Yes, he reap. Whatsoever a man soweth, he reap. He will reap. You're going to reap what you sow. So let's get into prayer on today so that we can come back and talk about this topic on today. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, he will reap. And we want to sow good things so that we can reap good things. This is a good thing. Yes, it is, to encourage others, to remind others, to bring back to their memories the good things about the Lord and what we need to do, what we need to keep doing, and what we don't need to forget. Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. And we don't need to forget that we are going to reap what we sow, what we sow. All right, so bring your minds in. Bring your minds in, and let's get our minds turned toward the Lord and what we need God to do for us. What is it that you need for the Lord to do for you today? I want you to get that in your mind. I want you to think about that. Get it in your mind. What is that need you have that you need God to supply it? What is that desire that you have that you want God to grant that desire? You know that he is in the business of granting desires, don't you? Not only do he supply needs, excuse me, but he gives us our heart's desires. Praise God. So whatever that is on today, I want you to focus in on that. And as we go through the throne of grace, I want you to think about just that, what you have before God, because he is a supplier. He is a giver of desires. So God will grant your request on today. And I'm touching and agreeing with you for God to do just that. If it's a healing that you need, if it's deliverance that you need, whatever it is, my God's got it. He's got everything, everything that we could, that we need, that we desire. God's got it. So as we go to the throne of grace, I want you to think on that thing. And I want you to believe with me as I touch and agree with you for God to bring it to pass. Most gracious Father, in your most holy name on today, we come thanking you first of all, God, magnifying you for being our God and loving you for what you've already done, God. Nobody but you, God, nobody loves us like you do. You gave your only son, thank you, Lord Jesus, to prove your love for us, God. And we thank you for that right now. What a mighty God that we serve on today. What a mighty God that we serve. And we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, come today touching and agreeing with my sister and with my brother, God, for you to bring to pass those requests, God, in the name of Jesus, those things that they have before you, God, that only you, God, only you can grant them, God. And Father, we know that you will, because you said it in your word, God, and we thank you for it right now. You're so good to us, God. You're so great, Lord, and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And, Father, we give them to you today. Would you look on the sick today everywhere, God? Would you walk up and down the hospital corners, God? Walk into those rooms, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, and deliver, God. Set free today, God, in the name of Jesus. Go into the nursing homes, God, in the name of Jesus. Go there. Be there, Lord, and visit, God, those that have had no visitors, God, in the name of Jesus. Go in their rooms, oh God, and take up a conversation with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let them know, God, that you are there. Hallelujah! That you are there, God. You care. And we thank you for it right now, God. Then go into the homes of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, where abuse is going on, God. Would you go there, Lord? Would you speak to them, God, in the name of Jesus? Heal, deliver, and set free, God. That mind, oh God, that mind of your people, God, they're locked up in their minds, God. Can't get free, God. But you, God, you know how to free them. Free them today, God, in the name of Jesus. Free them today, God. Free them, Lord, in your name, God. Your blood, God, your blood is a freeing agent, oh God. Your anointing is a freeing agent, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go there, the minds of your people, God, and deliver, Lord Jesus. Set them free on today, God, as only you know how to do, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory. Do it for your honor, God. And do it that your people and the people that don't know you, Lord Jesus, that they may praise and magnify you and glorify you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you and we magnify you now for this prayer, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said if we would lift you up, you said you would draw all men unto you, God. We lift you up today, God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it. You said if we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction on today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And amen. Amen and amen. Amen. We thank God today for the broadcast. We thank God for the desire to share with his people, because we're all God's people. Doesn't matter what color we are. It doesn't matter about any of these other things that we so find ourselves worrying about or concerned about. But we're all God's children. Praise God for being a child of the King. And we thank God for that on today. And we want to thank you for listening in on today. We want to thank you for taking your time to hear what it is that the Lord has given to encourage you with on today. What a mighty God we serve, and we thank God for that. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like to share it with us, and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. Now, if you have an event and you need a motivational encourager to come and encourage the people where you are, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and we will be right there. Now, if you have a testimony that you would like to share today, that God has blessed you and you want to share it with others, yes, you can call in at 646-787-8424. And for the next 11 minutes, you can call in and share it. For I am live and in living color. So call in and share that testimony with us on today. And we thank you for that. Now, if you would like to join us for prayer each morning from 7:15 to 7:30, you can do that on our prayer line every morning from Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30. We are praying. So if you would like to join us, you can do just that. You can dial in at 515-739-1237 and use the code 634-812. And you can join us Monday through Friday in prayer, talking to the Lord about our day. And we thank God for that. Thank God for the desire to do that, to pray each morning before we go out and give our day to the Lord. You can't go wrong when we give our days to the Lord. And we thank God for that on today. And when you go to my website, check out my books. Check them out. And be looking for my newest book that will be coming out soon. And even for some snippets of a video that's going to be coming up. All right, well, we thank God for the topic on today, and I always ask God, what should we talk about on this day, this Wednesday, every Wednesday? I want to know what God would have me to talk about. So today, the topic, be not deceived. God is not mocked, and whatsoever a man soweth, he reaps. Yes, he reap. We're going to reap whatever we sow. And you know, so I came up with a solution for me, that I sow good things, that I reap good things. So, you know, but if we don't sow any good thing, if everything that we do, it's a bad thing, you know. We always trying to put evil into people's lives. We always trying to put people down. We always trying to discourage them. So if that's the mindset that you have, just think about what you're going to get back. That's what you're putting out. Woo! I would definitely ask God to forgive me today, and I would start a new trend for the rest of your life to sow good things so that you can reap good things. We are living in a time where we are so busy, but let us not forget to do and live doing good for others. God is no respecter of persons, and he will not change his law. God's not going to change for you or for me. We're going to have to come up. We're going to have to bring our lives to God's measure, to God's law. God has given each one of us a measure of faith. And what have we done with it? What are you doing with your measure? What are you doing with it, positive or negative? What are you doing with that measure that God has given? Are you doing good? A good question, huh? Are we doing good, or are we giving out the negative? We don't want the negative given to us. So why should we spend our time, spend our day? You know, people sit around and think up ugly things to do to one another. Why waste your day that way? Why waste your day that way? God, this is God's rule. This is God's law. The word is his law, his rule. This is a principle which God has set down. What a man sows, that is what he reaps. Whatever you put into somebody else's life, it's going to come back into yours and look like things are coming back sooner now than later. But do you want to take that chance that you've sowed all these bad things, all these bad words, that you have just wished and lied on other people? And that's what's going to come back into yours. That is what he reaps. That's quite a sobering thought, a very important principle. Something that we ought to take note of as we live our lives. This is a role which we cannot set aside. This is not something that can be thawed. This rule abides as surely as the God of heaven abides. Therefore, we better be careful what we do. We better be careful what we sow, because what we sow, we will reap. We're going to get it back. So that's why I came up with, Lord, help me to sow good things, even when you're being done wrong, even when you've been talked about, talked about, still do the good. Do what you can do, the good. I had asked the question on the other day about good. Is it sometimes, you know, we do good and we mean good to people and we do that. Oh, but the repercussions of what you get back, oh my God, is so terrible that you wonder if you even should have done that good, if you even should have made that decision to do good. But here it is in the word that says, we're going to reap what we sow. So we that continue to do good, we don't have to worry about it. God's got it. And he's going to take care of everyone, everybody that do us wrong. Just keep on doing good. God's got it. And he will in time. You think about it. Those that of you that have done the wrong or doing the wrong, think about it. It's time to do good. Are you tired of reaping bad things? One of the examples in the lesson was talking about, you know, we reap what we sow. So you go around sowing, drinking all the time, drinking and smoking your weed or whatever it is that you smoke. But there's going to come a reaping time. And whatever you sow, you sowed all of that drinking, all of the drugging. But it's going to come back. It's coming back into your life. And then you wonder why you can't keep that job. You wonder why your family's all messed up and broke up. And because you're reaping what you've sown. You've sown all of that drinking, the alcoholism. And so now you're reaping those things that come from it. And you have nobody to blame but you. You can't blame nobody else. I mean, you do, because we play that blame game. But it's nobody's fault. You need to take some responsibility for your actions, for what you're doing. what you're doing. So think about it. Think about it the next time you go to do evil or go to do somebody's wrong. Be not mocked. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. So you can, you know the right. You know the right thing to do. But then you go along with the wrong. Are you mocking God? God's word is not going to change. It's not going to change. It says, so we need to do what's right. Be not deceived. This word deceived literally means to be not led astray. Don't let nobody fool you. You get in the word yourself and know what God's word say. You don't have to be led astray. God gave us free will to choose. So you don't have to be led astray. But you do it because that's something that you just want somebody else to do it for you. So don't be led astray. To be led astray either by yourself or by somebody else. Neither way. So get in and know for yourself. Know what God is saying. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he's going to reap. So if you know to do right and you're doing the wrong thing, you're gonna reap it. You're going to reap what you sow. God is not mocked. God knows. He sees. You think God can't see? He sees and he knows exactly what you're doing. That's what we do when we are deceived in this particular way. We turn up our noses at God. We know what's right to do, but we drink and we smoke and whatever else we do just to kind of block God out. We smear God. We smear at him. Some people do that physically. They actually sneer at God over this principle. This is God's law. This is God's rule. This is God's word. This is God's world. He's the one that's in charge. But they laugh at God. They make fun of God. They dare God to come down out of heaven and judge them for their sins. They ridicule the idea that anything will happen to them because of their wickedness. Romans chapter 2, verse 6. Who will render to every man according to his deed? God will render to each one of us according to our deeds. So, let's do good. Let's sow good things so that when the reaping time comes, when the time to harvest, time to reap the harvest, time to get it back, then good things will come back into our lives. And let us not forget. You know, I thank God because it reminds me. It reminds me of the things that I've done, that I've actually done to help. But it's not been appreciated. Have you been there? Have you done things that have not been appreciated? But God, he's got it all in his hand. He got it. He's got it. He's not lost control of anything. So we don't have to be deceived. We don't have to be led astray. That they've gotten away. They may get by, but they won't get away. God said it, and I believe it. So we don't have to worry about that. So let us be warned. Let us never think that we can sow to the flesh and somehow escape corruption. It cannot be done. Corruption, misery, ruin, death, and ultimately hell will come to the ones who sow to the flesh. So we can't just, we're not going to get away with this stuff. We're not going to get away. So let's just ask God to forgive us. And let us move forward in sowing good things. All right? So until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying, reap that you will reap. Bye-bye.